Medford School District Administrator Pat Sullivan with a report on the recent Medford School Board meeting.
We started the evening out by recognizing Wendy Benimula as the Taylor County Educator of the Month. Wendy is a high school English teacher, 31 years for the Medford School District, and a well-deserved recognition. We thank Wendy for all of her years of service to the district. Also, a presentation from our school nurse, and what we were looking for there was kind of a description of, you know, a day in the life of a school nurse and all the different responsibilities. We shared with the board all the different visits in all the buildings. So how many times do we have a situation where kids or staff even would come in and need some assistance from a nurse? All the different things that, again, that a nurse deals with students as far as their health concerns. So it was really enlightening, I guess. I think it is also something available for anyone upon request. You can see how busy the nurse's office is in each of our buildings. We can show you, you know, how many times they get visited. We did update the board on ongoing discussions concerning the HVAC system in the pool. It is something we've had trouble with since the beginning. We were going again back and forth really with HSR, was contracted to do the project, manufacturer of the unit itself. And what it really boils down to is we've just not been able to nail down the humidity levels in the pool. Can be uncomfortable at times, and it of course depends on the number of people that are in there. We are having some pretty intense discussions about this project, about getting it right, and of course, you know, who's paying for that, and that will continue until it is solved. Joe Greggett to update the board on strategic goal number 2, which deals with our evaluation of current and new physical, mental, social, and emotional health programs. So from A to Z, Mr. Greggett talked about all the different programs that we have to help kids with these issues and plans for the future on things that you know, we want to bring in to, again, continue to meet the needs of our students and really our staff, you know, and families. All the different things that you know are coming in the doors these days, we're making sure that we've got the resources and the right people to do that. The board unanimously passed a resolution against Senate Bill 612. Senate Bill 612 raises the retirement age for public workers from 55 to 59 and a half. It does do a couple other things that would mean that anyone over the age of 40 would be exempt, but if you're under the age of 40, you would have to now wait till you're 59 and a half. It also decreases the amount of time a retired teacher has to be out of or has to be retired before coming back full time, and it would as well allow that teacher 3 years of pay for teaching if they come back, but also they would be able to collect their WRS retirement money. So again, the board unanimously is sending a message that they are against that measure. We did also have on there to discuss the MASH facility survey, and that is actually at the printers, and people should start to see that arrive in their mailboxes probably mid-March. We really, again, encourage all the taxpayers, all the voters, you know, voting age people to fill out that survey. The results of that survey will give the board the direction as far as what we're going to do, if anything at all, at the high school. So it is very important to get feedback, you know, through that survey from our community.